chewing.
What are you having, Seamus? Are you having
it's
your breakfast?
Not, it's a chewing gum.
A chewing gum?
Yeah.
You know, if you swallow that chewing gum, it's going to stay in your belly for 7 years. My mother always told me that.
Really?
Is it? Swallow the chewing gum. Now, it's only an old myth. It doesn't really, but... Yeah, so today is Safe Internet Day, and it's to encourage parents to talk to their little children, because there's a survey in the newspapers talking about children as young as 9 and 10 have these tablets now, and they're on the internet, and they might go into their bedroom, and they go off into their bedroom, and they go on the old internet, and the mammies and daddies don't know what they're watching on the internet, what the content is. So it's Safer Internet Day today, so it's just encouraged just to go over, talk to the children, hey listen, let's see what you're looking at there on the old internet.
Yeah.
Let's see. Not well, at all, mammy, you're not watching this. So that's it. That's the whole
idea.
I've
got a little granddaughter called Leah.
Leah,
lovely little one. Little one. She's only 2 or 1 or something like that. I'll get her. I'll be shot because I've got the age wrong. But, you know, and she gets mammy's phone. And she gets the phone and she scrolls it. You know that touching the phone.
Well, she knows how to do it already.
She knows how to do that already, to look at the photographs and to all that, I'll carry on. It's not a terror.
People are using the tablets as babysitting tools.
Are they?
That's what they're doing, yeah. Ah, listen, there you go. Have that there and then play with that for an hour or so.
Really?
And that's what it is, yeah. So yeah. That's what it is.
Well, Betty gives me tablets as well as babysitting too. They take your tablets and sit over there and shut up.
That's babysitting as well, because hopefully you might fall asleep.
And now, breaking news in your home with Seamus and Chris.
Right, if you're clock watching, it's 22. Yes, what's happening in the households of the Northeast?
It's been busy. Disaster in the house this morning. Cleaned the filter on the washing machine and now there's water everywhere. It's leaking. Towels everywhere. And that's Denise in Dundalk.
And you know the killing part, as Denise knows. You know, we've had that on several occasions. You know, you take out and the water comes after it. You can't put anything underneath it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't put a basin or a pan or anything. It just spews out and looks at you. And you just pray to God that you stop.
So that's that. Next one is from Karen. I start a new job today as a receptionist
in a
doctor's surgery after 15 years of being a full-time mum.
15 years. Well, listen, enjoy the job. Get out and enjoy. All right, go on.
Searching in my wardrobe for some shoes as I have a swollen toe after banging it on the banisters of the stairs yesterday.
Ooh,
very sore.
Yes.
It's like a balloon. And I need some soft shoes today. That's from Liz.
Dear Liz.
So good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Let's wish Helen some luck today. I have a 3-month checkup. Make sure my cancer hasn't come back.
And
that's from Helen.
Best of luck.
So best of
luck.
Keep
positive. Keep positive. Go on.
Guten Morgen. Greetings from Berlin. Caroline Daly, originally from Slane, calling. I'm having a total hip replacement done today. Ooh. Hip, hip, hooray.
Wow.
And now in Berlin.
Well, we can leave the hippie hippie shake for a later.
We'll have a look for hippie shakes, And finally for now, I'm in the airport, off to Anfield to watch Liverpool against Spurs at 8 o'clock this evening. That's Darren, Robert, Shane and Noel.
Let's have a great afternoon. There'll be plenty of hippie hippie shaking there.
Come on, you Spurs.
Live from the LMFM News Centre, on air and online at lmfm.ie. This is LMFM News.
Good morning, I'm Ailey Sheehy. A 36-year-old man has been sentenced to life for the murder of his wife in County Louth 3 years ago. Michael McDonough of College Manor, Hoyes Lane, Dundalk, pleaded guilty at the Central Criminal Court yesterday to the murder of his wife, Jacqueline McDonough, on August 29th. Tato Park is hiring 150 full and part-time staff ahead of the park's reopening at the end of next month. Positions will be available from March to the end of August in various areas, including administration, retail, hospitality, outdoor roles and tour guide positions. Application forms can be downloaded from the Tato Park website and the closing date for applications is 6 p.m. on Monday, the 16th of February. Meanwhile, new job. A group of TDs and senators will visit the Direct Provision Centre at Mosny in County Meath this afternoon. They will meet management staff and residents at the centre. It follows site visits to Direct Provision Centres in Galway and Limerick within the last 2 weeks, with members of the Oireachtas Committee on Public Service Oversight and Petitions. They're focusing on issues including the Direct Provision. Councillors have been told that there are no plans to extend the improvement works earmarked for the south end of Clanbrassil Street in Dundalk. Independent councillor Maeve Yore had asked if a scheme was planned for the refurbishment and renewal of a footpath from the post office to the Bank of Ireland on both sides of the street. She was told that any future project would be subject to funding being available. Councillor Yore says she's disappointed with the response from officials.
The main street is in an awful state. In my opinion, we should be trying to encourage retailers and shoppers back to our main streets. They're in an awful state. People aren't willing to risk going on the main street. And really from the Lille to France to the Green Church isn't enough. And we need to keep at this and try and get funding from somewhere else that we can address it and have a nice main street that we're proud of.
Do you wish to apologise to your supporters at all?
For what?
For not having a position on such an important issue.
No, I think all of our members and supporters understand that the manner in which these things are decided by the party. You regard that as a deficit. I regard that as a great strength within Sinn Féin.
We've been talking about it for 30 or 40 years at this stage. I mean, how long does it take to come to a position on something? But for the 3, 6, 7, 8 years that they go through this system before they get the opportunity to try and pave a new life for themselves in their newly adopted country, if they are granted asylum, there are the obvious problems and trying to survive on €19.10 a week. And there is a lot of concern as well that drives people in that situation into criminal activity and indeed in the case of some of the women into prostitution.
That is the worry, that people go out and they're going to follow it for other ways.
The explanation that seems to have been offered is to prevent the four of you yesterday, for example, from concocting a story, agreeing a story and sticking by that story and to catch you by surprise. And the argument could be made now that this is the culmination of a three-month investigation and the arrests are about to take place. And as to whether you falsely imprisoned the Taoiseach or not, that may or may not be decided on by the courts, but I think what is true to say is that most people found that particular protest in Jobstown to be completely objectionable and wouldn't have liked to have been in the position that the Taoiseach found herself in, and would like to think that people like Joan Burton, like Michael D. Higgins, like the councillors in Fingal last night, or indeed like a senior politician who had a protest stage outside of his family home in Drogheda last night, could go about their business in a normal democratic way without this type of thuggery.
And I don't think, first of all, which I think there has been an attempt in parts of the media, that there should be a connection made between the protest at the president and in particular the abuse aimed at the president, which I condemned, and the protest in Jobstown. And secondly, I don't know if a majority of people found what happened in Jobstown extremely objectionable. I think there are definitely people who would have felt uncomfortable, as I did, with, you know, eggs being thrown, water balloons being thrown, the vast majority of which didn't come from...
I'd actually have preferred to have been you and to have woken up yesterday morning to 6 Gardaí outside of my home than being trapped in a car with a gang, shaking that car, shouting at that car, and then when I eventually am asked to leave that car by Gardaí, chasing up the street after me, not knowing what they'll do if they catch me.
But you also haven't cut child benefit, haven't been part of a government that has cut lone parents' allowance now for about 10
so she deserved
families.
It.
That has
so she deserved it. Is that your argument?
All their election problems. I'm saying the anger of people at Joan Burton is absolutely understandable, and that ministers and public political people should expect protest, including protests which involve sit-down protests, which involves people marching slowly in front of a car which impedes their way. That does not amount to false imprisonment. If it did, well then thousands of people would be guilty of it in this country over the past number of years. But even
you said you were rattled yesterday by some Gardaí policemen in uniforms acting legitimately, asking you to come into a police station to be questioned about your behaviour. If you were a bit frightened by that, I tell you, you'd be terrified by what Joan Burton had to endure. Now, you'd an email, I think, from local councillor Tommy Byrne.
I did indeed.
And some shocking photographs as well, yes, along one of your favourite
stretches. One of my favourite haunts. Yes. Long Old Bridge there.
You like to go walking along Old Bridge. And you sent us in the photographs. Tommy Byrne is with us here in the studio this morning. And a lot of household rubbish.
Yeah, good morning, Michael and Marie, and thanks for inviting me on. Oh, absolutely. I was disgusted. Like Marie, it's a favourite haunt of my own. I've nothing against golf for other sports, but walking is a favourite pastime. And of course, we have the beautiful scenic walkway there at Old Bridge. And in actual fact there, it's an absolute shame and a disgrace.
Good morning. It's, 13 minutes past 11. Many, many thanks to Michael Reid and the crew. It is the Mid-Morning Show. Completely different show. We actually have some music, some great music. You know, there are an awful lot of records on lists all over the place. If you go into Google, Professor, and look at banned records throughout the years, you will find a list. This one was banned by the reputable BBC back in 1972. It was a Wings song, simply entitled Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Yeah, afraid it was, this day in 1972. Good morning. Very, very welcome on into the Mid-Morning Show. We'll be joined by Tara Curran from Termonfeckin, County Louth. Her daughter Erin died last September from a syndrome called Miller-Dieker, and she's organising a run in her memory. That's happening this Saturday. Also, it's episode 2 of 50 Shades of Grey. Special surprise at 11:30. And, of course, Marcella Bannon joining us at about 11:45. Family are holding a memorial 5K run in memory of Erin, but also hope to raise money for the charities involved in helping Erin during her time in hospital. Joining me now is Erin's mum, Tara Curran. Tara, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dara. Thanks for having me on.
Keep the faith, because, you know, in times like this, it's faith is something probably the only thing you have that makes sense. It consists in believing when it's beyond the power of reason to believe. So our thoughts are with you.
Thank you very much.
Your daughter Erin, she was diagnosed with Miller-Dieker syndrome. Tell me about this.
Okay, so Erin was born in February 2008. So in, I suppose to describe Erin, she was what I always called her, my forever baby. Because she was in essence just like a baby all her life. I'm sorry. And so her needs, she was dependent on us for everything. And we would have been told quite early on that her condition was life-limiting, which was a huge blow. But we tried very early on to set that aside and just get on with her life and our lives as a family. And for the most part, we did that. And she was very well, and we were told that she would maybe not see the age of 2, but Erin actually proved us all wrong and was quite strong in her early years. But in recent years, the condition really started to take its toll on her.
It's a very raw and emotional time for you, Tara, and you know, especially her birthday coming up next week, and not a year over the death of your beloved Erin. So we are with you.
Thank you.
Now, you received support from a few charities as well, I believe.
We did. I mean, there are many.
It's finally here, the film event of the year, and fans of erotic novel 50 Shades of Grey are already getting hot under the collar in anticipation. With only a few days left before Mr. Grey appears on the big screen, we decided to have some fun. And courtesy of the Arc Cinema in Drogheda, I hit the town with some tickets to the premiere showing of the film on Friday the 13th. I challenged the people of Drogheda to read a few lines from the book in their most seductive voice. Sorry, their most seductive voice. Whilst a lot of people were reluctant to do it, I did find some die-hard 50 Shade fans.
I'm from LMFM Radio, and I'm giving people free pairs of tickets to the movie, okay? On the 13th of February, so that means you get to see it before it releases on the 14th, okay? Okay, it's very simple. As you know, the book is quite raunchy, okay? But what I've done is I've gotten the boring bits of the book, but I just want you to read it in, like, a really, like, seductive voice.
Oh.
Okay? Okay, so do you want to try one?
First.
Okay, you try one.
for the rest of the week, I draw myself into my studies and my job at Clayton's. Kate is busy too, compiling her last edition of the student newspaper.
That was really good. I've got a pair of tickets for you guys, okay?
Oh,
in my bag. Premier, okay?
Yeah.
Tickets.
St Mary's Donore delegate Pat Lenehan was critical of the CCC and accused them of lacking respect for refusing a club request to postpone their B-League Division 6 game against Dunderry last Friday night. The St Mary's delegate explained that a person had died in a house in close proximity to their pitch and they requested that the game be postponed to another date. He said it was a disgrace that the club was forced to play the game with the floodlights shining down on the deceased person's house. Some fixtures events on this evening. St Pat's of Lordship have a committee meeting taking place that begins at 8 o'clock. Batterstown Golf Society have their AGM starting at 8:30 in Caffrey's of Batterstown. And Matter Grangers GFC, they've got a committee meeting on this evening and that's at 8:30 in the clubhouse in Cullen. And on Saturday week, the 21st of February, Cooley Kickhams are hosting their Strictly Cooley Musicals show that's on in the complex and it begins at 8 o'clock. Moving to soccer, Dundalk begin their new competitive season this evening with a home game against UCD in the first round of the Leinster Senior Cup. Manager Stephen Kenny has injury concerns surrounding Daryl Horgan, Darren Meenan and Sean Gannon. However, Richie Towell, having agreed a new deal last week with the club, is in line to make his first appearance of the year.
LMFM Business Brief.
Brought to you in association with XL Print, Churchill Navan. With fantastic deals and our extensive range of school and college supplies, that's why we're your number one choice for stationery and printing.
Dundalk Chamber in association with Bank of Ireland and Louth, the local enterprise office, is urging businesses to take a stand at the Business to Consumer Expo, which will take place in May. The event will take place in the Marsha Shopping Centre on Friday the 15th of May. The cost of a stand is €75 plus VAT for Dundalk Chamber members and €200 plus VAT for non-chamber members. Places can be booked by phoning 042 933 6343 or emailing brenda@dundalk.ie. And finally, in the currency markets this lunchtime, your euro will buy you $1.12 and 74.
LMFM Farm News.
In association with Raymond Potterton Auctioneers Navan, seeking property in the Meath area for loan approved and cash buyers. RaymondPotterton.com or 046 90 27 666.
A sheep farmer from Dunderry in County Meath has been speaking to LMFM following an incident on Saturday morning when two dogs attacked her flock of ewes and lambs. Three ewes and 18 lambs were killed. Olive Martin, who owns the sheep, spoke to the Late Lunch about the ordeal.
The ewes were all after running into the ditches. There were four or five high on top of each other. So what happened was the bottom ones got smothered. We have three ewes dead and we have 18 lambs dead. We have about 12 lambs very, very badly injured. And we brought them all up here on Saturday and it was like a scene from World War One. You know when they've been in all the injured?
Yes.
We had that here in the kitchen. We brought down a lovely duvet from that we're going to throw out. We put it here in front of the cooker in the kitchen. We brought in all the injured lambs. We washed all their wounds down. We had to cut off all the loose skin. Our vet, Pat Farley, who was very, very good to us, came out on Saturday. He made us up a bottle to treat them for shock and to give them antibiotics as well. But to see the ones that are left behind, it's just terrible to see them. They're not able to suck their mothers anymore because their necks are all sore.
And dog owners are again being reminded to ensure that their dogs are under control at all times and particularly at night. And finally, 30 to 50.
A week ago, if you remember, Rose went up. A significant rise in our weight, and Darius had a big job in his hands for the last 7 days. So last evening we decided to chat first to Rose, and the previous week she decided in our wisdom to throw our diet sheets out the window.
Well, I am eating properly. I'm just eating too much, you know. I thought the diet this week was for the torture committee. You know, it really does need to go to them. It was absolutely horrendous. On the fourth day I thought I was going to take a weakness. I was starved out of my mind. I mean, I have a little bit bigger of a stomach to fill than everybody else's. Didn't fill it anyway, is all I say. So I did make some of the soups and that they'd given me from the other plans. I had to do that. I just couldn't sustain, especially working 14-hour shifts. But, you know, it's good. It's good for anybody else that, you know, has the willpower.
Did you do a good routine this week exercise-wise?
Yeah, very good. The exercise is fine. I need to start exercising my mouth to close it. Mm.
Darius, what about this week for Rose? She's telling us she's done her best to get back on track with the eating plan. Exercise, what did she do? What didn't she do?
Yeah, she done kickboxing. That's what I stick with that. Like, you know, this week all
kickboxing, like just to sweat it away for 1 hour, and then she stick with the classes as well in the mornings, like, you know. And I was doing a session in the mornings, and then she, after kickboxing, she doing classes, spinning, a step, whatever is on, and then she come back in the evenings as well, like, you know. She is working hard this week, like, you know, and then we see results now.
But you know when she says there that she has a large stomach to fill, that she is feeling hungry, what do you say to her?
Just to stop eating, like, you know. I don't know, like, you know, that's all about her, like, you know, that's all in your mind. You have to train with a fighter's mind and eat with a fighter's mind too, you know. That's what I say to her.
She has half the equation. Let's see how the other half fared out this week, because Rosemary, I want you to step on the scales now and see what they say. So last week was a bit of a blip for Rose. First time she went up 1.9 kilos. So she weighed in last week at 121.4. Let me move towards the scales. 119.5. So she is down this week. So that is good. That's good news. Rose says, what do you want to do?
I said I'll round it up to 2 instead of 1.9. It looks better.
4. Do you know why you're on this programme? We want to round you down. You understand that? Don't be talking about rounding up. Your only child is taken from you at 3 years and 3 months. How do you cope with this every day of your lives? I'm looking at our picture here and take a tear from a stone.
Yeah, you just have to get up and on with life as best you can without her. But she is around me. I know I can feel her. And I can feel her every day and every moment.
I'm kind of the opposite. Orla, like everybody, you know, it's human nature. Like, there's a lot of questions you keep asking. You know there's no answers, but you keep asking.
I think you're great people to come here today and tell me your story the way you have. Do you mind me doing something here? Because I'm going to tell you that Orla and Charlie passed me a beautiful poem that was written by Angie Mazzetti. Tell us about Angie. Angie met her.
Angie met her for a couple of hours one morning to do an interview for the Irish Hospice, and she's online. Charlotte is, and her house and her life, and so are we, unfortunately. But no, she's fine. She's very good, and she's going to help me with my book as well.
Yeah, you are intending writing a book about. I want you to tell me the most unromantic gift you've ever received from a loved one. I wonder, can anyone top what Claire is going to tell me? Afternoon to you, Claire.
Good afternoon, Jerry.
What did he present to you that you'd term as unromantic, Claire?
I got a wheelbarrow.
You're joking me?
I'm not joking.
A wheelbarrow?
Yeah, well, I'm a garden of it, so he said the wheelbarrow would be better for me. The flowers. The wheelbarrow would last, the flowers wouldn't.
Did you put them into it and run down to the nearest river and dump them in?
No, I made him bring me for a meal after that.
I'm sure you did. What did he give you the wheelbarrow for Valentine's?
Yeah. You see, I always wanted a new wheelbarrow and knew that, so he's just right. Well, I'm always planting flowers, so the wheelbarrow would come in use.
Well, you know, when you think of it like that, maybe the man had a bit of logic. What's his name?
Seamus.
Good man, Seamus. So, and have you still got the wheelbarrow?
I have, and I still have Seamus.
I think this is a real love match between you two. He can read you, you can read him. And you know what? I'm sure there's a bit of crack there.
Oh, yeah, plenty of crack.
That has to be. That has to be. It makes it. What's the secret? Tell me while I have you on here. Is it that? What keeps people, you know, keeps a relationship going and lively and young?
Oh, keep him on his toes. Keep him moving, learn your way.
Right.
Put him there with the wheelbarrow. And
do you know what I'm thinking, Claire?
Yeah?
You have and will get good use out of that wheelbarrow forever. The flowers that have been gone in a few days.
That's right. I thought of that later on in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, right. That man, I think, got it right. But you know what? I know you're into your garden and you love your flowers and that. Would you like a lovely bouquet for this Valentine's from us?
I would love one from you, yeah.
Well, we are making up for the wheelbarrow because all this week on Late Lunch, thanks to our friends at the Flower Yard, Coast Road, Mornington, they are giving us beautiful bouquets for Valentine's. You'll really love this. And we are giving one to you today, Claire.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Well, there were the Merseybeats and they kind of shortened down a wee bit, didn't they? I think it was a duo there. It was called Sorrow. Sean Kennedy, Kilcern. Well done, Sean. Ursula in Kildare. Joe Rowan, Navin. Betso, not 62. Huey Gerard, yep. Nicholas Hand, yep. Noel in Clondalkin, Noel Marley and Caroline Cunningham in Tremaine. And Heather and the gang in the Boomerang Youth Cafe, right back at you. Yeah, you bounced back. Okay, enough of that. Well done to you, Heather and all the gang in the Boomerang Youth Cafe. Now, what did you do this morning when you woke up? What happened?
Well, I woke up this morning.
Oh.
You were on my mind. I said, you.
Oh, hoist up the John B. Sale and away we go. We are cruising till four. Ollie and Navin has it right. Jake Tennity, yes, also right. Miriam McBride, Christy O'Connor, Tommy Bushell in Ratos. Baron, yes, you are correct. And thank you very much indeed, Vera. Well done, yes, nice, thank you. Mary Gogan, yes, Mary in Ashburn, Marion Conlon, Mary Kinlan, Tina Carroll, Thelma, Mary Mooney, Tess Coleman, Noel Healy, Martin, Noel Heaney, Martin Waters, and Don, Brian Healy, Elsie Murray, Gail in Trim, Gail Fitzsimons, Carmel Bagnall, Jan in Blackrock, Jerome O'Brien, Pat Duffy, Belinda, Grange Bellyman, Mickey from Shannon, Chris and Terman Feckin, and Susan Derber in Kells. All those aforementioned people have the year spot on today. Let's continue now with the Manfreds.
That's pretty good advice. Don't worry about a thing. Bob Marley and Three Little Birds. This is Duffy's Warwick Avenue. And our showbiz in about 10 minutes. Lily Allen and Piers Morgan. M50 northbound this evening. It's slow at Junction 9, Red Cow. Your driving conditions, frost and fog patches this evening and tonight. A stop-and-go system will operate on the Drogheda-Ashburn Road, the R152. That's approximately 2.5 kilometres south of Duleek for works, 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m. on Wednesday, this February the 11th. Expect delays. Everywhere else, pretty much to standard volumes, and our traffic is with thanks to AA Roadwatch. Help us when you can. Text LMFM to 53958. Text cost 20 cents.
LMFM Traffic and Travel, brought to you by...
It's Rihanna, Kanye West and Paul McCartney for 5 seconds. And there's a really weird bit in the chorus that I don't know what he's doing with the guitar, but every time it comes on, it's like this little vibration and I keep reaching for the phone going, yes, got a message. And then I realise, no, I didn't get a message at all. No. And then the next chorus comes on and I think it again, oh yes, I got a message. It's like, no. Just wish somebody would text me now at this stage. Very strange though. Gets me every time. Icona Pop featuring Charlie XCX in there as well with I Love It and Hosier, Angel of Small Death as well. It is LMFM's Interactive. 9:30 is the time. We've got about another half an hour before we move on to Radio Romance. 53958, text would cost just 20 cents. Megan Trainor is on the way next.